The number of kids hospitalized with COVID has hit a record high, according to new CDC data. On average, about 800 people under the age of 18 are hospitalized with COVID-19 every day. That includes a record number of children under 5 with COVID-19, kids too young to get vaccinated. Dr. Kristen Moffitt is an infectious disease physician at Boston Children's Hospital. So good to have you on, Doctor.
Hi, Jane. Good to be here.
Well, a record number of children are now hospitalized with COVID. What are you seeing in these younger patients?
It is very much a mix of children across the age ranges. We are seeing, though, more younger children under the age of 5 who have not had the benefit of vaccination. For those very young children, this is looking like a typical viral respiratory illness that might cause enough inflammation in the airways that those young children in particular are needing some help with oxygen support and oftentimes help with hydration. They tend to be doing well with that supportive care. Older children, teenagers, are also requiring hospitalization for COVID. Many of those also either are unvaccinated or have underlying conditions that put them at risk for more severe disease.
So the evidence that the Omicron variant is less likely to cause severe disease, based on what you just said, is that true as well with kids?
I think what we're really seeing with these increases in pediatric hospitalizations is a reflection of the sheer number of cases that we are seeing really across all age ranges, but in children as well. So if the hospitalization rate of children infected with pediatric COVID-19 has always been somewhere between 1 and 3% of pediatric cases, that will yield a much higher number of hospitalizations when you have so many more children who are infected right now.
I see. So the CDC reports this surge in kids under 5 who are hospitalized with COVID. And as you say, that's a group that has not been approved for the vaccine yet. How much of a concern is that for you as an infectious disease physician?
It is a concern. It is something that we are always prepared to deal with when we come into our respiratory viral season in the winter, because as you and listeners probably know, there are many respiratory viruses that are more likely to infect young children, but also more likely to have young children require hospitalization for them, such as RSV or respiratory syncytial virus. We also see this some seasons with influenza. It is true of those very young children in particular that they have less mature immune systems, and just physically they have smaller airways that are more likely to really suffer the impact of the inflammation that comes along with a lower respiratory tract viral infection. So I would say that we are ready and prepared to care for these children. We are a bit worried about the numbers and just want families to remember to do everything they can to keep themselves and their family safe. And right now, that really seems to be a matter of just being very careful about what families are doing when they are outside of their home.
Talk about the older children, Doctor, kids ages 12 to 15 years old who are now eligible to receive the booster vaccine. Talk about the impact that this will have on preventing infection in that age group.
Yeah, I think what we are seeing, it will be a bit of time before we really have data in the 12 to 15-year-olds in terms of getting boosted and being able to prevent Omicron infection. But if we could extrapolate from data in other age groups that have been boosted, it does seem to be the case that being boosted does seem protective. So I think we can extrapolate from that experience in those 16 and older that will likely be true for those 12 to 15. So if we can enhance the immunity in those 12 to 15-year-olds in whatever ways possible, including with boosters, to keep them in school, keep them doing the activities that they enjoy doing, and ideally help prevent more infections and really help us to get control over this unbelievable surge right now.
I know you speak with parents who have not yet vaccinated their eligible kids in that age group. What are their concerns?
The most common concern that I hear from parents who've not yet vaccinated their children who are old enough to be vaccinated is that they are just worried that this is a relatively new vaccine platform, and they therefore worry about whether or not its safety profile has been carefully enough established. And in response to those concerns, what I tell families is that at some point in time, every vaccine platform was a brand new platform. So we now are looking at, in the 12 to 15-year-olds, over a half a year of safety data in immunizing those adolescents. And this vaccine continues to have a very reassuring safety profile in children and teenagers in that age range. So through those discussions and through giving parents the opportunity to ask additional questions about the vaccines, it's really the best way to go about helping parents to make an informed decision about hopefully getting their child protected against this infection.
Well, this surge of COVID among kids is happening just as schools across the country are reopening. In Chicago, the teachers union is calling for remote learning until the latest surge passes. In your professional opinion, do you think it's safe for kids and teachers to return to the classroom right now?
I do. I really do feel that not only is it safe, but that it is critical for the emotional and physical well-being of our children. I also want to remind families that most infections that are occurring in school students and in school staff are through transmission events that are occurring outside of school. And I would just remind people that what really needs to be a focus is for people to take care in what they're doing when they are getting together with people outside of their household in other scenarios, such as get-togethers with families and friends when people are most likely to let their guard down, take their masks off. Those are really the situations in which we're seeing transmission happen.
Really good information. Dr. Kristen Moffitt is an infectious disease physician at Boston Children's Hospital. Doctor, thank you.
Thank you for having me.